by working. Now challenge each other.
We want a fight for the world. Ready, draw. Let's go.
He plays the main, baby. Let's get it.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Monday here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles continuing their work going inside and then out in free agency, signing Evan Mathis this morning, officially signing the deal, a five-year contract. He'll have a press conference at 1 o'clock. So the Eagles have been busy taking care of their own, as we kind of expected here in the early stages of free agency, but you should expect some action this week, some visits, some signings, some action, baby! Eagles still in healthy cap shape, and they are really, I think, going through the blueprint as they expect to do. There is Evan Mathis after signing the contract, right? This is him walking around? Or this is on the way? Oh, he's just going to say hi to Howie? Okay. This is inside. This is so inside, I don't even know where it is. Howie's office is out there, and there's Katie Jouse again. Hi, Katie. She seems to make it in every single one of our videos, and she's thrilled about that. That's not the contract. It's just an autograph, I think. Katie really is the brains of the operation. Don't let anybody fool you. There's the great Bo Wolf. You see, PhiladelphiaEagles.com takes you where no one else can take you. Yeah, thank you for that. And there he goes into Howie's office. Hey, Howie, how you doing? Nice little office, slightly larger than mine. And then here is Evan signing his contract. Once again, Katie in the background. And you can see that Evan is right-handed as I do play-by-play of Evan Mathis signing his contract. So good news there. 215-339-6709. Let's take a little look at the headlines, then we'll bring in Adam Kaplan and really dig into what the Eagles might be doing next here. The O-line help, you know, it just is, it's very, very, very positive that the Eagles have this offensive line that will come back intact. Mike Gibson also added, we'll visit with him in the studio. Formerly a sixth-round draft pick here, played in Seattle the last couple of seasons. A report, safety LaRon Landry, to visit the Eagles today. We'll have more on that later if that becomes official. Of course, we can only say things when they're official. Pro Football Talk named the Eagles the biggest winner in free agency. I found that very interesting. While there are some fans who are kind of saying, what's going on here? Why aren't there any moves? Pro Football Talk understands what the Eagles are trying to do here. They've signed DeSean Jackson to a long-term deal. They've taken care of Harrimans and Trent Cole, and they retain Evan Mathis after he went into free agency and really got a nice offer from the Baltimore Ravens. Deuce Staley will be inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame. Kind of play of words there. We will talk with Deuce. Deuce is a bit larger than when he played here as a running back, but he is not ready to give any sort of birth. So he will not be induced at all. The latest move for the Eagles, we'll talk about that with Adam Kaplan. Let's start today on the phones with a very fired up Eagles fan, as always, the Zompster from New York. Hey, Zompy.
Muscles back, baby.
What do you got for me today?
Nothing, man. I just besides want to applaud, man. Off. I'm applauding.
He was so excited, he just hung up on us.
I'm applauding, baby.
That's great.
I love every
all right,
move so
let's
far.
Let's take a little break when we come back. Nope.
Hello.
Can't hear a thing.
Hello.
He's on the air?
Spadaro.
Oh, there we go. Now I got you.
Hello.
The IFB wasn't working. Sorry, dude. I almost hung up on you.
No, I just said I want to applaud Howie Roseman and the Eagles organization. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. I mean, I never thought in a million years we were going to get DeSean Jackson like this, really, honestly. To see him, you know, happy and to get a five-year contract, I was ecstatic about that. I was a little down when I saw Evan Mathis visiting Baltimore. I was like, oh, man, we're going to lose this guy. But then to see him sign, it's a wonderful feeling, man. I think the Eagles are on the right path because I always believe that winning championships and going far is going through the draft and finding your own players and building continuity, man. I love it.
Well, they're going to sign free agents. I do, Eagles fans, you got to understand this is the week when you're going to see players sign. I mean, I personally, and I'm going to talk to Adam about this, I think that players, the free agency market is softer than soft. And when I look at this whole picture and the way the CBA is run, I just, free agency, you get your top 20 players who make a lot of money. The rest kind of fill in. And it's now a soft market. And now you're going to find teams signing players. And the Eagles will jump into this. We've heard reports about Plaxico Burress. I'm not sure that's going to happen. Laron Landry is reportedly going to visit. We'll see if that happens. And then we'll get into the linebacker game as well. So the idea was to make sure that you keep some roster stability here. They've done that. Now it's time to add to the puzzle.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Everything that they're doing so far, I love it. But, you know, I am concerned about, like, you know, what's going on with the linebackers. Because I know we're not going to rush into things, and I know that's the approach we're taking. You know,
you'll like it when it happens. Okay.
No, I will, but I'm just saying, like, there's no reason to rush. Like, I understand what they're doing. Like, Curtis Lofton is not even a three-down linebacker. Steven Tulloch wants all this money. I understand, but to me, it's like, you know, I know they know this, and it's dumb for me to say it, but they have to put an emphasis on these linebackers because 9-wide technique, that's all it is. You have to have great linebackers, good linebackers, run stoppers. You need to have that. That's the only my main concern, but everything else, I applaud Howie Roseman and the Eagles, baby. Let me give an Eagles chant before I go, baby.
Yes, sir.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Zompy.
All right, baby.
All right, man. All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, Adam Kaplan joins us in studio right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
The show.
It's time to talk about the Eagles free agency, where they might go from here. Dave Spadaro joined by our Pro Football Insider, NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Busy times in the NFL here. How would you gauge this free agency market? Because I don't think it's been as active as the players would like. There's a lot of good players still in the streets.
Yeah, and I think when you look at it, certain positions have gone way off the board. Wide receiver surprised me. There have been a lot of big time guys go off the board. There have been a lot of middle of the road guys go off the board. That's been sort of a surprise to me. Linebacker is all the top guys are still there, Dave.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
Well, I think we're going to have to explain that. Eagles fans are chomping at the bit for a linebacker. And nobody's really – I mean, Joe Mays resigns in Denver.
Yep.
Good for him. Boy, what a great story. But Tulloch is there, and Lofton is there, and Hawthorne is there, and all these players we talked about prior to free
agency. Jamil McLean, who's from the Philly area, he's still out there.
So where's what are the Eagles going to do here?
I think I'm not going to back off with what I said. I think they will sign by the draft 1 to 2 veteran free agents. Guys are not restricted. Guys are unrestricted. There's one guy who's out there in the restricted market, Jonathan Casillas, but he's a weak side linebacker. They've Brian Rawls there, so I we don't need to go there right now. So bottom line is, I think they're going to look at an inside guy. I really do. And by the way, Hawthorne could play middle or weak. So
I mean, that's the thing. Are they looking? To me, you're looking at all these young linebackers here, and you want to give them a chance to develop. At the same time, you want to challenge them. You want to upgrade
competition.
So if you're signing a player, are you signing a middle linebacker? Are you signing a weak side? And when you evaluate these linebackers, who do you like? Who do you think needs
okay,
to be?
Okay, Dave, let's start. It's a good question. Let's start inside with Jamar Chaney. We know this guy's talented. Good story. He worked his way up the depth chart, was the starter last season inside. Problem is he suffered a pretty significant injury, had surgery. You don't know right now how he's going to be physically. You hear good reports, but you don't really know.
Yeah,
you know,
he's been here every day.
That's great, but you need to kind of know who your middle linebacker is going to be. You need competition in there. At the very least, you're going to have pretty good competition for Mays if they keep Chaney inside, okay? On the weak side, you've got Brian Rawl. Brian Rawl did a nice job last season. I like Brian Rawl. But who's to say there won't be competition in there?
Yeah.
You and I talked about this the last time I was on your show. Strong side, Akeem Jordan's a nice veteran guy who doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Not a high-level player, but good football player, good character, good team guy. Need competition there. To me, through the draft, you're going to have at least two guys added. And I think you might even have three through the draft. You could have one or two rookies and one or two veterans.
Is it better to address through the draft or in free agency? I mean, the market is clear. Look, the way I look at it, Adam, is this. If the Eagles wanted Curtis Lofton, they can go get him. And the price isn't going to be that outrageous at this point. So it makes me think there's something else going on.
Dave, you remember this in free agency. You've studied for years. The longer you wait, the better prices are. It's depreciation, man. The numbers are going to go down.
Why are these linebackers not commanding a price? Are they just not as good as some think they are?
No, I think Lofton and Tulloch are clearly very, very solid starters. I think their numbers need to come down a little bit. That's what everyone's asking me on Twitter. Why haven't they signed here or anywhere else? Numbers need to go down. Tulloch last year wanted a certain amount of money. He didn't get it, so he did the smart thing to sign a one-year deal. Who's to say that all these guys that Tulloch won't go back to Detroit? I still think there's a very good chance. I've been saying that all along. Atlanta's not bringing back Lofton, but I still think he could get a pretty good market deal there, but the numbers still probably have to go down a little bit.
But are they good players? I mean, you know, I understand the team didn't sign good deals, but are they significant upgrades? Can you win Super Bowls with Steven Tulloch, Curtis Lofton, or
David Hawthorne, absolutely.
Or David Hawthorne?
All the four of those guys you mentioned, absolutely you can. And again, if you're the Eagles, you have to look at it based on what we saw last year in recent years. It's not good enough. The linebacker competition was subpar last season. It's got to bring it up a level or two.
Okay. If you've got a call for Adam or myself, give us a call, 215-339-6709. Let's get to some of these reports, some of the things the Eagles have done here. Yeah. The Evan Mathis deal got an offer from the Baltimore Ravens, stays in Philadelphia. What does it mean for Philadelphia?
Yeah, and I talked to Evan a bit over the weekend. I think when he looks at the situation, sure, Baltimore made a very competitive offer, but when you play at this level that he did last season, you're so comfortable in Howard Mudd's scheme. I remember talking to him, Dave, late during the regular season. I mean, he beamed. I happened to ask him after a game, I think it was, you know, what is it about this scheme that you like? And he must have I thought I'd get 30 seconds from him. He must have talked like 4 or 5 minutes about it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves playing for Mudd, as Todd Herriman's, who told me privately how much he likes playing for Mudd. So they love it. Why would you leave if the offers are similar? Stay where you've played the best ball of your career. And the thing is, he played so well, Dave.
Yeah.
Stayed relatively injury-free. Did have the toe injury. He's in the best shape of his career. Why would you leave unless you're getting a significantly better deal?
Okay.
That's it.
And with that, the Eagles lock up another offensive lineman. They've got unbelievable continuity with Mathis, with Kelsey, with Watkins, with Harriman's all signed long-term deals. Jason Peters not going anywhere ever. I mean, it's a really nice
ever. You're saying ever, okay?
Well, until he can't play anymore. I mean, he's a great left tackle. You don't.
Well, Matt, in this game that by Mudd,
yeah.
Greg Cosell's telling me he's the best he's ever seen him play.
Yeah. So terrific situation up front for the Eagles. DeSean Jackson, your read on that deal?
You were right. You were saying on your show you still think he's going to get a long-term deal.
And
you,
yes, I did.
You were right. And I had said, I've been very public about it, I believe what Howie Roseman was telling me and everything he said at the combine. I looked in his eyes, and I'm telling you, he was being honest. I'm not saying they didn't entertain calls, but they see what happens when Deshaun's on the field, how safeties have to play them deep. We saw the maturation process of Vic to Celek because of that. What you like, though, Dave, schematically, is to find another way to get Deshaun the football. That's the one thing, if I'm going to criticize what happened last season, why didn't he get the ball more?
Okay, we'll find that out because the Eagles have they come back completely intact offensively.
That's right. Self-scouting, that's what it's for.
And they will add pieces to it. Now, one of those pieces could be, who knows, a report that the Eagles, in conversations with wide receiver Plaxico Burress, among other teams, the chances that Plax becomes an Eagle.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this. I reported last year for FoxSports.com the Eagles had interest in him. I'm not backing off it, but I could tell you that it went nowhere last summer. He won a specific amount of money, fully guaranteed. The only team that would do it were the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, it's still going to be on money. We'll see what happens. He's got interest out there from probably 4 to 5 teams, so we'll see. But Burris, to me, would be the only guy they'd look at. I don't see seriously look at, you know. Fans have asked me, it's a great question, how about Ted Ginn? That's a special team specialist. I still think the Eagles want to work with Deshaun in the offseason punt returning because he's so explosive in that role. Ted Ginn, I've not heard him linked to the Eagles. I reported over the weekend that he visited the Ravens. He's visited the Lions. That would be an interesting signing, but as far as I know, he's not on the radar right now.
All right, what about LaRon Landry reportedly coming to Philadelphia? I believe the reports say today, tonight, tomorrow.
Here's my thoughts on LaRon Landry. Very talented guy, big, tough guy. If you use him going in the box, he's okay in coverage. At times, he's very good. He's just inconsistent. Major injury problems the last 2 seasons. Really
what
bad
were the injuries? The Achilles.
Lingered for 2 seasons. Has missed, I think, 15, 16
games. Did he tear
it
last year?
2 years ago.
And then
he had the injury
and
the surgery. He had the surgery. He was sore. He's missed significant time in the last 2 seasons. To me, Dave, I think it's a 1-year deal.
Okay, we'll see. See if it happens.
If it happens.
All right. Carl in D.C. joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Great Monday to be an Eagles fan.
Yes, sir.
What did you – real quick, Carl.
I was really nervous. I thought we were going to lose Evan Mathis. I really wanted to see him
I never felt...
and keep that offensive line intact because I think now that we have a full offseason, especially with Watkins, they're going to get even better. Question on the backup running back. Dave, I heard you mention that Owen Schmidt is an unrestricted free agent, probably won't come back.
Right.
So here's my question. With the way this offense is built and the way the scheme is, do you see the Eagles trying to bring in somebody who is in the, quote, classic fullback role or more of a 2 running back, maybe a bigger running back than LeSean, that can kind of do different roles?
I think they want – thanks for the call, Carl. I think the Eagles at fullback, first of all, they're going to give Stanley Havili every opportunity. But the ideal fullback for this team is somebody who's athletic and somebody who's can get touches.
Great point. I think he's got to be a move guy. We saw what Leonard Weaver did before he got – he was unbelievable here. I mean, it's a great signing. Owen Schmidt's an okay fullback. I just don't think – I said it many times. I don't think he'd be back. No, he's not. Havili's an interesting guy. I'd like to see more of him, but you got to have competition.
Yeah.
I think there might be a guy in the draft that they like. There are 3 or 4 decent fullbacks in the draft. Mike Tolbert was never an option here.
What about a backup running back?
You were
kind of high on the Steve Slayton thing, weren't you, at one point?
He re-signed with Miami. Here's why I thought Slayton – I didn't say he'd sign here. I thought he'd be a great fit.
Yeah.
They need somebody who could handle a lot of work if LeSean McCoy got hurt. Deion Lewis has not shown me that he could do that. We know he's a change of pace guy. We like what we see in practice. I don't know if he's there yet. You got to have an insurance policy. Ronnie Brown was okay when he came back the second time, technically. Technically never left, but you know the story there. So I think that they will look eventually at a veteran running back.
You're not a Deion Lewis guy, are you?
I am. You know how much I like Deion Lewis, but has he shown that if McCoy got hurt, he could handle 13, 15 carries a game? I don't know if he's done that.
Well, he hasn't been given the opportunity.
Well, but he... Wouldn't you like to have somebody who's done it before?
Yeah, I guess.
Just one thing I was going to ask Carl. What do the fans think about the extension, signing players to extensions? What has been the reaction been?
Mostly
positive. Good. I hope they understand it.
And at the same time, people are saying, hey, look, let's get some Let's get some new players in.
I got you. Got you.
Let's do it. All right, JR in Chicago joins us. Hey, JR.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Real quick, Adam, want to ask you, man, what do you think about the latest on Austin, man, and some feedback on him as well?
On who?
As
on who, JR?
Your line.
Okay, Kenny, Manny Lofton. Yeah, Curtis Lofton?
Oh, Curtis Lofton.
Manny Lofton.
Oh, Manny Lawson. Manny Lawson. Okay, Manny Lawson, yes. If he came here, would be a 4-3 strong side linebacker. Could play with his hand down in nickel.
Is he a free agent?
Yes. He's unrestricted. He played with the Bengals last season. The Bengals, my understanding, is had lukewarm interest to bringing him back. He's a former first-round pick for the Niners. Been an underachiever, but talented. He could rush the passer, but he's not a high-level guy. Honestly, Phillip Hunt is the guy that they like. Phillip Hunt to me, and Dave, I know you were talking to me.
I'm very high on Phillip Hunt.
Via your Twitter account at Dave Spadaro.
Thank you.
Which is real, by the way.
Yes,
not fake.
It's not
like
my Facebook account is not real.
I want to mention that because I got hoodwinked by the fake Dave Spadaro.
Go crash that guy.
But anyway.
Dare him.
Is it out there that they like? I don't know anything. Have you heard that?
I have not heard anything about Manny Lawson.
Yeah, I haven't heard Manny Lawson's
name. No, I haven't heard. I was just asking, you know, him being a free agent. And one more thing. Sure. What is the latest on Asante, man? Is he going to get released, traded? What's going on?
Thanks, JR. Look, if Asante is here, great. If he's not here, he'll get – if he's getting moved, it's going to happen in perhaps the draft period of time for a draft.
Exactly
day.
What I
– unless you're getting another veteran for him. But, you know, who knows? I hear so many things and so many whispers. This, that, this is possible, that's possible, this could happen. They like him, they like that.
Right.
And maybe 30% of that stuff happens. And so
it's funny you say that. Looking at all 32 teams, the stuff that I never report.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen. But
thank goodness, though.
It's fascinating.
There are a couple, every once in a while there's something big I hear that happens. I'm like, boy, I wish I would have reported that, but can't do it. But, I think you were right on your show. You said don't look for any big-time signings here because, let's face it, the way that they went, the Eagles went all in.
What is a big-time signing to you?
This free agency in 2012 was not like that. Okay, it really wasn't. There were very few big
Eagles. Mario Williams, who I just don't get that move at all.
For the Bills, I do.
Yeah, for him.
By the way, he is not even close to the best pass rusher in the National Football League.
I know that, but why would Mario Williams is whatever.
I don't think his market was that great. I think there were 3 to 4 teams that really liked him.
I mean, the guy was the first big draft. He's made money. Yeah. Although I got to tell you this about athletes, and it's a shame. When I read that Antoine Walker, who played in the league for NBA for 100 years, is broke already, it's just like, what are these guys doing with their money? I digress. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, Adam? How you doing, Dave?
All righty, sir.
Yeah, Adam, to answer your question about what the fans' reaction is to all these extensions, I love it. I mean, you know, our offense, if you look at it, all 11 guys are coming back. I think the oldest guy is 31 and Mike Vick, and pretty much everybody except for, I think, Jerry Maclin and Sean McCoy are signed for at least the next, you know, 3-4 years.
Yeah, and they will get McCoy done, and they will not let Maclin go either. I mean, the Eagles don't let good players go.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I feel like the window is wide open on offense for a while. I mean, the O-line, like every player we got, and you know, I'm just really excited about it.
Now the key is they've got to get some depth for the O-line, and they just cannot turn the football over. They've got to score touchdowns in the red zone. That's why I like Plax. I just don't think Plax wants to go somewhere where he's going to get 6 catches a game.
I mean, that's not happening here. In fact, I don't know if he even would average 3.
Where is he going to get? But where would that happen?
There are teams around there that would probably look at him. But let me get back to the extensions. Here's what I like. Remember for years the Eagles were criticized for supposedly getting rid of players in their 30s? Well, isn't it interesting? Trent Cole.
That's such a myth.
By the way, and how would as Evan Mathis,
Dawkins
30?
Got deals. Right. McNabb
right.
got deals.
It's completely
Westbrook
debunked.
Got
so
deals.
It's
Vincent
nonsense.
Vincent got deals in the 30s. That whole,
total nonsense.
Yeah. 215-339-6709. Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro. We're going to come back in a moment, take your phone calls, get you caught up on what's happening. 1 o'clock. It is time for Evan Mathis to meet the media, but we've got a whole lot more around that. Things are happening here on Eagles Live. Coming right back.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew. Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Grab, sign up.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So the Eagles took to the hardwood, a little bit of their own March Madness this weekend. Todd Harriman, Jeremy Maclin, Jason Avant, dominating. There's Chad Hall.
Wow.
Balling.
Oh, whoa, whoa. That crosser. Yeah. Holy, and the jumper. Wow.
Maclin, 29 points. Eagles win it. 67-47. Curtis Marsh out there. Was that Daryl Tapp as
nice
well?
Nice pass by Maclin. Wow.
Well, come on. What do you expect?
Nice.
They're great athletes.
Right? But how about Chad Hall's crossover? Holy smokes.
All for charity.
Nice.
And they will. We get the schedule out
at
here.
UD, huh?
People in the stands. Beautiful day out there. Just no dunkers.
Nice reverse layup.
They're obviously not taking it very seriously as they wear their hats backwards and just kind of run up and down the floor. And there goes Todd Harriman's lifting a young fan
power,
for the job.
Todd playing the power forward or center role.
Yeah. So good stuff there. Well done for the Eagles. Well done for the University of Delaware. All that money goes to charity. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Let's take a quick call here before we get to Peyton Manning and talk about Peyton Manning and then the fallout, Tim Tebow, and then what it means for the Niners. And because I think the Niners kind of took a little beating here. But who knows? All right, Jay from PA joins us. Hello, Jay. Jay, you're still with us. He's gone. All right, Evan Mathis comes up at 1 o'clock. All right, so Manning goes to Denver.
That hasn't been announced, but it's been reported by several outlets.
Tebow will get traded.
Yep.
Could he come here?
I wouldn't rule it out, and I'll tell you why. Based on the way that Andy thinks, he likes to have his options. Little wildcat. You know what? You save Michael Vick a little bit. You don't have to have him out there taking
red
unnecessary
zone
hits. Sure, absolutely. Are you kidding? Why wouldn't he look at it?
Okay.
Now, I have no idea what kind of compensation they're looking at.
What about the San Francisco 49ers who made it very public that they wanted Peyton Manning? They've allowed Alex Smith to go negotiate. Looks right. Like he'll sign in, perhaps in Miami.
I think he goes back to San Francisco. I really
you do?
Yeah.
Even with all this? Even with reporters
he
saying,
he had
you know,
to
Alex,
know about Manning. He had
hey,
to
Alex,
know about
the
it.
The Niners really didn't want you, Alex. They went out. They preferred your plan B for them. And you've got Colin Kaepernick.
He's already been reported to have a significant offer from the Niners. And by the way, Matt Moore's a better quarterback than Alex Smith. I don't understand what the Dolphins – what are the Dolphins doing?
They're sinking to the bottom of the NFL.
It's unbelievable how much stuff has fallen in their face. First, it was that extending Tony Sperano's contract when they couldn't get Harbaugh the job.
Yeah.
Harbaugh went back to San Francisco.
It's a disaster for the Dolphins.
And then, right, they give Sperano this big extension, then fire him 1 year later. Give me a break.
All right, let's go to Atlantic City. Mark in AC. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's
how
up?
How you doing?
Good, Mark. Hello? How you doing? Yeah, hi.
Go ahead, Mark.
Good, good. I'm just shocked I got through. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and I'm just happy to be on. How you doing?
All right, great, man. Thanks for calling. What's what is
turn,
on your mind today?
Turn the sound down on your PC or whatever it is. Thank you.
So we what can we
Hello?
Yeah, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm just loving everything that's going on.
Good.
I like the fact that we took care of home first.
I do too. I think it's
I'm all for that.
Business. Yeah.
I think it's like a whole good vibe to all the Eagles fans and everything. I think everybody's loving that. But I think everybody's just like licking their chops just to see what type of free agent we might sign. Like everybody's just waiting in anticipation.
I agree. Mark, who is on your wish list?
I would like us just to at least bring Landry in just to see, see like how he is health wise.
Sure.
This guy is an impact player at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah,
all right, hey, Mark, thanks. I'm glad you got through.
He is a man.
Let's talk about it, though. He's a big dude, man. All right, tell me about the injuries.
He had a major Achilles injury, okay, a couple years ago. He missed, I don't have it in front of me. I already did a breakdown on him. It's either 13 to 15 games over 2 years.
Other injuries besides the Achilles?
That's all I could remember, but the problem is it created, when you have an Achilles injury, you overcompensate, and it created some other soreness with his ankles and calf and all this. So when he's at his height, he is a movable guy. You can move him anywhere. He could run with anyone. He's got great size at 6 feet, over 220.
And he's gotten some interest, right?
Yeah. He's got interest from at least a half a dozen teams. I just think, if it's a one-year deal, I think it's smart.
I don't sign him to a one-year deal.
Why?
I don't sign him. Because it takes a... See, I want free agents who are going to be here.
Well, you can. Yeah, yeah. I see what
you're saying. You're not going to get the best... I don't believe you'd necessarily get the best of free agents.
I'm just concerned.
In that first year. I like free agents who are here for years.
That's fine, but it's really irrelevant how many years. It's about the guaranteed money. You just have to be careful, because if this thing is not fully healed, in fact, I'd work him out. I want to see how
of
he
course.
Runs. You got to do that. I mean, this idea.
Was
that,
he playing at the end of the year?
You would need to check that, Dave. But he missed a lot of time in the last two seasons. That's a concern of mine. But you give him a physical. You really want to see how that injured Achilles was. So you have to see. I mean, honestly, he's at the top of the heap at the safeties, but. You and I talked about this on the show the last time. What does this say about Jaquan Jarrett?
That picture cannot be real.
That is. I mean,
it's
look
not
at him.
Real. That is not real.
Is it? I mean, is it possible?
Yeah. I feel like
look at his those. That can't be. That's the one that was on Twitter.
Yeah.
That can't be.
It's fantastic.
That's ridiculous.
Sixth overall draft pick. Let's see here.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
PUP early in the year had a little hamstring. Missed the first two games. Achilles placed on IR on December 15th. So yeah, he's still battle. But see, it takes
two years.
So this is his second year. This he should be better now.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny you said 2 years. I remember talking to Greg Ellis, the former Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman, Raiders. He told me after he had Achilles surgery, first year he didn't feel right. It was the second year where it got back close to normal. He said it took him about a full 2 years. Dave, you're right. To feel like he was himself again, and that's you're right. Theoretically, it was 2 years ago when he had the injury, but he also had problems, as I mentioned earlier, overcompensating. You mentioned the hamstring injury. He was on the injury report most of the season for various issues. So to me, that's a concern. But again, you do your medicals, you give him the physical, and you evaluate all that information. I mean, look, that's crazy. I guess that's him. But
yeah.
But here's the thing: could those have been photoshopped?
So the Redskins have signed Brandon Merriweather, Cedric Griffin. Landry's visited the Jets and the Patriots, and could meet with the Lions as well.
There's a lot of interest because this guy's a big time athlete. I mean, obviously you want to take a look at him, but again, the key to this here, guys, if he does sign with the Eagles, is the guaranteed money. I don't care if it's 5 years; it doesn't matter to me. I got to see it. If he can't. Let's say he's hurt, Dave. And let's say he goes down early. It's all hypothetical.
you want to make sure you're not tied long-term to the guy because you got a major problem. There's a lot of guaranteed money.
Okay. Herb in Philadelphia joins us. Hello, Herbie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's definitely not his photo.
Okay.
Why do you say that?
Because it's yours.
Me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Drum roll.
Ba-dum-bum.
Either that or it's Adam. I'm not sure.
Hey, yeah. I'm trying to get in shape, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you think Landry's a good enough cover guy then, right, Adam?
He's a little, you know what? He's a little bit inconsistent. He can hit, but he could run, and speed is not a problem with him. He's a very interesting player, but the problem is I don't know what his movement skills are because he's been hurt.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to see him. When you work him out, let's say when teams, just to give people an idea, when you work him out, when he comes to NovaCare, if he does, I would assume they're going to have him do certain drills, movement drills, to see how he could stop and start. You've got to see how he comes out of that. If he doesn't look right, you don't sign him. It's simple as that.
It was interesting to me that the Seahawks worked out Matt Flynn.
Yeah,
isn't that unusual for a big-time free agent?
Yeah, I threw that out yesterday. And you know, I'm not sure why a quarterback you need should be filmed. Yeah, it's a good question. I didn't understand that, but they did on Friday work him out. Matt Flynn now, you know, it's interesting that Miami did not get him in there, and that was Joe Philbin, the new head coach's guy, with the Packers. I don't get that. But
great video,
Matt Flynn is, to me, a system quarterback. He's a West Coast scheme. They play somewhat of a West Coast scheme with the Seahawks, so I think he'll fit in there. And you see Landry. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he is a physical specimen. He was a former first-round pick, a big-time athlete.
Yeah.
His clothes and
also,
skills are terrific.
He and DeSean Jackson would have to make up. They got into that little skirmish before the Eagles-Redskins game, and then DeSean ran right past the Redskins defense.
2 years ago, Monday night.
Hit a touchdown. So we'll keep you – hey, Herb, we'll keep you up to date on that, all right?
Okay, good enough.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
I can't say anything until anything is official, so I don't know if these reports are true or not. I'm not one to comment on the often bogus reports that are out there from reporters like you.
Well, thank you.
Not that you would do that. No. Ever make up a report?
Pretty good. Never.
What's your criteria for actually publishing something?
You want to talk about this?
Two sources? Not really, but I'm going to kill time until we get a call.
Okay. Basically, the sources I have on deals are the GM or another executive, cap guy. It depends on the team.
All right, great. We've got to call Jay,
team president. That's it. If it's not one of those guys, it's got to be two sources. Because of it. It's all hearsay to me. Yeah.
Hey, Jay. JJ.
What's going on,
What's
Dave?
Up, man?
We're
How
the player,
you?
By the way, sometimes.
Oh, sorry. I lost you before, guys.
No problem.
I think that we should get Harrison Smith from the draft, the safety from Notre Dame.
I don't know much about him. Do you know anything about him?
I'm a Notre Dame fan. I like him a lot.
I'm not up on these draft guys yet.
The thing about the draft with safeties, to me, they've got Jaquan Jarrett, second-year player. They've got Kurt Coleman, third-year player. They've got Nate Allen, third-year player. If they are going to add a safety, I don't think I feel the need for another rookie unless you have unless you love this Barron kid or somebody from
Mark
Alabama.
Barron,
if they're going to add a safety, I'd kind of rather go the veteran route if you could.
If you can get an upgrade, absolutely you'd do it. If you look at this whole roster, there are probably five or six positions where you say, you know what, I don't care what you say. These guys are starting. They're not going to be competition. Kirk Coleman was a nice story last season after what happened to him earlier. But to say that there shouldn't be competition or potential upgrade at strong safety is ridiculous. If LeRon Landry is right physically, by all means, sign the guy. I'm just a little bit concerned about this being a situation where you're hopeful, but you're not absolutely sure that LeRon Landry is
easy
right physically.
Yeah,
LeRon.
Are there other safeties available in free agency who would at this point be an upgrade?
Not like this guy. If he's right physically, not even close. Not even close.
215-339-6709 is our number here. Matt in D.C. joins us. Hello, Matthew.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, sir. How are you?
Quick question. I just signed on. I'm hearing all the Landry talk. Is he visiting? What's the deal?
Those are the reports, yeah. We were just kind of talking about the reports. Nothing confirmed yet.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Have you seen him? You're a D.C. guy?
I don't like him, but I think our coaching staff, maybe Todd Bowles can get in his head. I kind of like what Kurt Coleman did last year.
Yeah.
I don't really like Landry, but I guess
thank you for the call. I think from a if he's right, and you know, and I think you've been saying this, Adam. I really just kind of don't. You want a physical punishing guy. This is a defense that needs toughness. This is a defense that needs a hammer. They have not had a hammer in the secondary or at linebacker. You know, that really physical, nasty presence. And if he's right, maybe Laron Landry's that kind of player.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, his closing speed is phenomenal. I've seen him run down guys on the sideline. You love that, but you got to be careful here. We don't know if he'll ever be the same. When you have Achilles, major Achilles surgery, I mean, it's a concern of mine, but I do like at times last season he played at a very high level. So you know the potential is there, and he's not an old guy. Now, the thing about the safety position for this football team is you've got two guys you like. Actually, three guys you like. Obviously, Nate Allen really looked good at times last season at free safety. He'll be much better in the second year coming off the major knee
and
surgery.
And you love Cold Coleman, Anderson, obviously.
Cold Anderson's a special teams player. But Kurt Coleman, to me, really improved as the season went along after the really tough start. But you need more consistency. Again, it's all about upgrades. If you could do that, by all means, bring him in. But it's got to be a friendly contract. If he's hurt, if Landry is having problems, you got to be able to get out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Dana in Lebanon. Dana, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really happy about this. But with Landry, I think you bring him in because we have solid depth at safety. And what do we have to lose?
Well, you have to lose a young player. If you bring in Landry, you're going to keep four, maybe five safeties. So you're bringing in Laron Landry as a starter
at strong safety. Now, you know, I don't know what Andy, like, this is all hypothetical, but let's just say for argument's sake that they sign him. And I don't know if Andy's going to say, hey, he's coming here to, you know, compete for the job. To me, realistically, he's coming here to start. You said it.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. He has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be.
If that were to happen. There are no official visits scheduled as of 12:43 p.m. on Monday.
Okay.
That can change at 12:45.
Sure.
So that's why I've got the phone right here. That's why he's a Twitter maven. I'm just a newbie trying to get to 4,000.
You're doing pretty well on it,
maybe you could help. I answer all fan questions. I got my first curse out from a fan last night.
Actually, I've been retweeting about four or five of your things a day, and there's been you've had some good answers, by the way.
Darn right I have. Yeah.
Some that I was like, wow, I didn't think of that.
I'm a man of the people.
I'm shocking. I'm really shocked sometimes. You actually come up with some profound stuff.
Well, you know, I get those brain cramps every now and then. 215-339-6709. We'll be back in a moment. At 1 o'clock, it's Evan Mathis, his time to be in the spotlight, his 5-year contract official. He'll have a press conference across the hallway at 1 p.m. And then we want to take a little look at a Friday night event to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Eagles style. We call it Aaron Go Birds, and our cameras were there. We're coming right back with more on Eagles Live.
We want to protect the house.
Right.
But
home security systems can be really expensive. So to save money, we actually just adopted a rescue panther.
I think I might.
We find that we don't need to sleep that much.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Hello, Eagles fans. This is Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we are here at the Temple Pro Day in North Philadelphia. And, you know, we've been through the scouting combine, the Senior Bowl, and the Pro Days are the next step in the pre-draft process. And so we wanted to go inside and find out what happens at a Pro Day and why it's so important. The day began with all the prospects heading into the weight room where they were weighed and measured and then took part in the bench press, which was a fun atmosphere as the prospects cheered each other on. After the weight room, the prospects took to Chodoff Field and took part in athletic and position drills in front of scouts from 31 NFL teams.
Today, I wanted to improve my strength, so doing the bench press, which I got 19 reps, and I went up one since the combine, and positional work, showed my versatility, showed them that I could move around more, be a fullback, be a slot receiver. So,
for some of the Temple prospects, this was the second time they'd worked out in front of coaches. Three Temple players, running back Bernard Pierce, tight end Evan Rodriguez, and linebacker Tahir Whitehead, were all invited to the scouting combine, but they still had something to prove on this day.
Speed, because a lot of people before the combine and everything were talking about I was a low 4.6, high 4.5 guy, so I'm going to kind of definitely shape somebody's or maybe some of the coaches' views. And catching the ball, because that's still an issue that, you know, people talk about.
And then there was another level of prospects like wide receiver Rod Streeter, who did not go to the combine, and this was their chance to impress scouts before the draft.
This is my last chance since I wasn't invited to no combines, no really all-star games. It's like a big day for me to show the scouts what I really can do. It's really like my last chance.
In addition to their scouting personnel, the Eagles also had head coach Andy Reid and general manager Howie Roseman in attendance. We talked to Howie Roseman about the importance and what he gets from a pro day.
Well, I think you get to see people in their natural environment. The combine, it's stressful. The whole process, going through the medical part of it. So then you got to get out on the field and go through the drills and run, and you're probably not yourself. So I think you get them in their natural environment. That's a positive. You see their demeanor and their attitude towards it.
Well, that does it for our coverage here at the Temple Pro Day. I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And remember, Monday, April 23rd, we begin our draft live coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, leading up to the first round of the draft, Thursday, April 26th.
We go from that to this on Friday night at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, and then later at Maggie O'Neill's in Drexel Hill, the Eagles. Their annual Aaron Go Birds event, 20 Eagles cheerleaders there posing for pictures, having a great time, and looking absolutely fantastic, Adam.
Hey,
what do you think of that?
I do. You know, why don't I get invited to this stuff?
You're always invited, Adam.
Very hurt by that.
Those ladies would be so happy to see a man
really?
Their father's age walk
excuse
like you.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's you.
Like you.
Yes, that would be you.
They'd
you're
say,
older
hey,
than
Mr. Kaplan.
Thank you, sir.
Am I older than you?
Yes, you are.
Really? You just look so much older. I just figured
shut
you
up.
Ah, there you go. Wes in Hot Atlanta joins us.
Can we throw him off the show, anyone?
You don't put your IFB in.
Okay.
That's just the way it works,
I can guess
buddy.
What people are saying.
Wes, what's up?
How you guys doing today?
Super. How are you?
I'm great. I got to tell you, I'm real happy with what Howie and the team's doing, taking care of our own, securing the line, securing all those important people. I'm excited.
Good. And now you want to know what is going to happen next.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to see. I'm one of the many.
The Rock. By the way,
like to see it.
Hey Wes. Oh, hey. Wes, hang on. In our NovaCare, we're just showing some pictures here. In our NovaCare Complex Auditorium today, or in the weight room today, Dwayne The Rock Johnson came in for a workout. He poses there with Jamar Chaney.
What's he for? Here
is,
for?
Is he going to play middle linebacker?
No. He looks like he could. Doesn't he? Look at that. He's a beast.
Where's hey, he played at the University of Miami, by the way.
Do you have the picture with Evan Mathis?
He does.
Oh,
didn't he play football
out.
For Miami? Well,
he did. He did at the University of Miami. Absolutely. He was a D tackle, I think.
Yeah, and then he's got one. He posed with Evan Mathis.
And his dad, the great Rocky Johnson.
Yeah.
Former
WWE. I think he and Rick Burkholder are actually friends. Somehow.
I think so. Because Rick is a big WWE fan.
Yeah. So, Wes, I'm sorry to interrupt there.
No problem. So, of course, like everybody, I want to see a linebacker. I'd like to see a vet. I'm not sold on Tetley. But I'd like to see a vet.
I don't think it's London Fletcher, but I'd like to see a vet.
Yeah, London Fletcher's got no love, huh?
Nothing. He's 37. The good thing, though, about the other linebackers, they're all like 26. Tulloch's 26. McClain's 26.
Yeah, yeah.
Lofton, I think, is 25.
Yeah.
So they're all young. Jamil McClain, I think, is 26. I think all four or five. Hawthorne's 26. That's a good thing. If they would, if Eagles sign one of those guys, you're getting a guy who's going to be here for a while. So we'll see.
Right, right. Well, and the other thing is that, I'm a big Asante fan, the only way I'd like to see him go is if for some reason he gets us to move up a little in the first. I don't see us taking a linebacker. I see us taking Poe. I like Poe. He's a big, fast defensive tackle. I'd like to see that front four continue to get better. So I think Poe is my choice for first round. And if we're going second round, I go to Georgia Tech, so I'm a big Stephen Hill fan. I think he's going to be a steal. I think the guy's fast, he's tall, he's athletic. I think he's going to be a steal. He probably will be the fourth or fifth receiver to go.
All right,
and
Wes,
I think he's going to be the best one in this draft.
All right, Wes.
Thank you, Wesley. Thank you. Here's a question. If the Eagles go through the free agency period here and add, just for argument's sake, a safety and a linebacker.
Okay.
So then they go into the draft, and there's really no glaring, screaming need, right? Three picks in the top 51. What are you doing with those? Now, you're going best player. I get that. But
possible developmental quarterback, second round. Yeah, that's one of them. I would probably look at
you're talking about
a
guy
tackle.
Like Cousins. You're
yeah,
talking
second
about
round. Why not?
Sure. Okay.
You and I have talked about this before. So I would look at a quarterback. I think Cousins would be a guy. Then when we look at other positions, possibly a D tackle, the Poe stuff, I'm not there yet on Poe. I haven't done enough research on him. Is he just a combine workout guy? Is he much better than that? I don't know yet. I really don't know. So I think we have to be careful of how much we value the combine. It's part of the process. It's down on the importance level. It's short area quickness is much better in a 10-yard radius with a D lineman. You want to see certain drills with him. You got to be careful of 40. In fact, the 40 time with a D tackle is completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If a D tackle is running down 40 yards downfield, you've got a major problem.
Agreed.
You're not playing defense, right. So anyway.
What about, would you take another cornerback? Wes mentioned maybe you could trade Asante Samuel and move up in the first round. If the Eagles were to do that, what kind of trade value are you talking about?
I think at 31 years old, I think you're looking at it like a third-round pick. I think that's the best you could do. Now, here's the two things complicating the situation. A is age. Actually, three. B is contract.
Although when you look at some of the contracts out there, it's really not that outrageous.
Yes, but Dave, you look at his cap number.
Cincinnati Bengals have so much cap
money. Base salary, I think, is 8.5. I don't have it in front of me. I know his cap number is $9.5 million. I mean, I could see why the Eagles might want to move him if he's not going to play a significant role here, because Rogers Kamara's got to be on the field more. Now, let me get back to your question. And then finally, though, before I get to that, with Samuel, schematically, there are only certain teams are going to take him because he's a man-off corner. He's not a press corner. You can't play press with this guy. That's not how he excels. He excels at closing, reading the eyes of the quarterback. He's such a smart football player. So he doesn't fit in every scheme. You got to be careful with that. Now, I think if you trade him or you release him, I wouldn't rule that out either, because I think it's going to be hard to trade him. Remember, Rogers Camardi's on the final year of his deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dave, I think that's a fair point. I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely, you look. You can't. Defensive ends and corners, you can't have enough of these guys who can play. No question about it.
All right, let's go to Jim in Toronto joins us. Hey, Jim.
Yo.
How you doing?
How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a diehard Eagles fan.
Thank you.
I read, everything down there, the Inquirer, all that stuff. And I got a question, and basically it has to do with business.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign a player for the league minimum, which means you can't negotiate a contract.
The 1 year veteran minimum salary benefit, yes, which is what
right.
Mathis had and Derek Lander had, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So at what point does it not become the minimum? Like if you were to pay him a dollar more, does that make it the league minimum?
The league minimum.
To avoid that sort of.
You could do that contract that you were talking about. You could do it. There are several ways to do a contract. That's the lowest common denominator, that the contract that you're talking about. The guys who get that are sort of journeymen or guys who are coming off injury where teams are concerned. With Mathis, it was a situation, and Derek Landry, where you didn't really know about these guys. Evan had been a part-time starter, a top backup.
Although
his entire
they did
career.
Talk about him as if he were going to compete for a starting job.
Right, but to me, in reality, he was signed here as insurance because he could play guard or tackle. There are not a lot of guys who could do what Evan does. And then you hit the jackpot, total jackpot. I don't think they really knew that it was going to work out this way. I don't think anyone did, but it was an incredible story, and kudos to Evan. And if you talk about Evan Mathis, you're talking about a guy. Hey,
there
Evan
is.
Mathis, who just jumped in here, a guy that completely turned about around his physical stature on his website. You could check it out, zoneapp.com, correct?
Zoneap.com. You're going to come in here afterward, after you're done meeting the big guys over there? Come over with the little guys.
He is Captain
over here.
Caveman, right. By the way, but I say with all due affection, yeah. As you know.
And what does poking back him mean? Is that like a technical jargon thing that I...
On Facebook. Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
There's a fake Dave Spadaro. You're not doing that, are you?
I'm not fake.
Is the Howard Mudfax guy doing it?
I talked about the Howard Mudfax. Do you know who the Howard Mudfax
is? Who is it? I want to know.
It's like guys who are not affiliated with the team.
Well, they're really good, though. Yeah. They had me fooled.
All right, Mike in Bismarck joins us. Michael.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Somewhere between good and great.
Great.
Between good and great. Really? I like that. Okay, cool.
Let's see. Here's my thoughts. I'm thinking with Ron Landry, a 3-year, low-risk, high-incentive deal, put ourselves in a position to try to pick up Barron in the draft. That'll solidify.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that, though. I mean, you've got Nate Allen, who to me is coming on where he's going to be a star. I really believe that based on what I've seen. I know he had some inconsistency, but I think it's because of his injury. And the Mathis press conference is going to start here, so we're going to have to break.
We'll talk about that, but Evan Mathis goes, gets his deal, and now he meets the media. We will have him in studio after his press conference. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go into the auditorium now with Eagles offensive lineman Evan Mathis. 5 years, he stays an Eagle.
You guys are packed house. Of course. I got 2 minutes, right? Yeah, do I have to act like I'm taking a picture? Like,
yes, go ahead. There it is.
Who's going to tweet it first?
We get a lot of retweets on that.
They are, they're racing right
now. Yeah. All right, so you are watching Evan Mathis tweeting right now, prior to his press conference. This is the real Evan. Most guys kind of fall in love with themselves. He's falling in love with fun. So we'll have him in studio afterward as well. Evan Mathis, Philadelphia Eagle. Now he'll answer questions from the media.
Everybody's tweeting.
Good one. Act out for the press. Here we go. All right, it's all yours. Evan Mathis show starts now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready to go. I just want to open up saying that I'm thrilled to be back with this organization. I love the things that Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Andy Reid have done here, the team they've built, and the direction they're headed. I think we're really headed towards big things. I'm excited to be a part of it. Bring on the questions. Yes.
Evan, how close did the Ravens really come to getting you?
It was kind of close. I was kind of hostage in the castle for a couple days. But that's another organ. It wasn't like I was picking between any bad organizations. It's two organizations that really do things the right way. They're winning organizations. Ozzie Newsome has built incredible teams over the years. So, I mean, when it came down to it, it was kind of close, but my heart was just here.
What put the Eagles, I guess, over the top as compared to the Ravens?
Well, I knew exactly what I had here. I knew that the family atmosphere, the talent on the team, the talent in the coaching staff and in the front office, and the direction that the organization is headed. I knew exactly what was here. I know the history of the Ravens and that they're a good team, but being on the inside here and being able to resurrect my career here, it really put it over the top for me.
Was it significant that they have taken care of a series of guys in the building and extended them? Was that a big part of it?
Oh, absolutely. Taking care of our own first, guys that have put in a lot of hard work for us. I think we have our offensive line under contract now till at least 2014. That's huge. This offseason has been, it's been really different than last year. And you know, we're all looking forward to learning from our mistakes from last year, capitalizing on the things that we did well, and turning 2012 into a special year.
That you would have been in the spot when you showed up at Eagles training camp.
Yes. No one else could. I know no one else could. Maybe those that have been close around me at my gym in Arizona, my family. I knew my goals. I had to stay relentless. I had been on the bottom. I've been cut twice in a year. Been riding the bench for a long time. But I've just worked every day to get better. Put in 28 straight weeks of training through the lockout to get in the best physical shape of my life. And then with the opportunity to come play under Howard Mudd, you know, I jumped at that. I knew his history, knew that he was one of the best offensive line coaches in the history of the game, and knew that if he couldn't take my game to the next level, then it wouldn't be meant for me to succeed in this league.
Or was that knowing he was going to be back here and knowing that you had the same back?
For this year?
Yeah.
It was a huge factor. You know, all the strides that I made, you know, I came into camp last year. I believe I signed on July 31st. Stayed out of camp a few days because the CBA wasn't finalized yet and, you know, had a late start and still was able to make so much progress over the year. And I think I had a pretty decent year. And there's still so much room for improvement. And I know that I can do that. And we as an offensive line can do that under Howard Mudd.
Is this the best offensive line you've played with?
Absolutely. Absolutely best offensive line I've played with.
You talked about your physical shape. What was your motivation to get in the best shape of your career?
Well, I knew how it would translate on the field. I didn't think it would look too bad being a billboard for my gym either, so I'm kind of a cross-promotion thing. But I've always been the type of guy that I want to be stronger than everybody and I want to be faster than everybody. And not a lot of coaching staffs look at a player being lean as good. You know, they see a guy that's 320, and he's 320. And myself, who's usually sub 300, I had to really impress on the field and on the game tape to show that I can play with these guys. You know what I mean?
You talked about looking forward to learning from mistakes. Was the mistake simply too many new faces and too short an acclimation period, or is it more complicated than that?
No, when I was referring to mistakes, I was talking more about, you know, our biggest problem last year was turnovers. Especially early on, we were gift-wrapping games for people. When you turn the ball over more than you take it away, you lose football games. It's one of the most reliable stats in football. And towards the end of the year, we started protecting the ball more, finished the season with the 4-game win streak, playing with high energy. And during this offseason, we just need to keep that energy and keep focusing on protecting the football.
Offseason, the fact that you'll have a full offseason will benefit not only you working with Howard, but like guys like Jason and especially Danny.
Things benefit us tremendously, especially when there's the wealth of knowledge that Howard has to learn from. Every single day that we're working together can be a day that we take strides forward.
What was the free agency?
Hey, Les.
Howdy, yep.
Welcome to the press conference.
What was the free agency feeling like for you, just knowing the teams wanted you and kind of getting courted like that?
I had no idea what to expect going into free agency. So when 1 o'clock hit on, what was it, the 13th, I had my phone right there like, is it ready? Is it time to ring now? And you know, nothing was happening, so I had no idea what was going on. Howie played it real smart. He waited to see. He was kind of like was waiting on eBay to the last second to bid on somebody so you don't run the price up. But you know, the Ravens called, and they took me out there, you know, I got to know them real well, showed me their organization. And the whole process, it was a cool process. You know, I'm really lucky the Ravens got in it, so I could get this contract to a decent level.
Evan, what's the difference between you with Carolina, Miami power schemes, and this one? What Howard Mudd teaches? How are those schemes different from what Howard does?
Scheme requires more athleticism than other schemes. You say power schemes and you say zone schemes. Most teams do a variety of everything. I think Howard's stuff is more utilizing guys' athletic ability to get the job done. Because it's not like we're blocking anybody different. We're blocking the same people. No matter what scheme you're in, you still got to block Justin Smith one-on-one. So it's how you do it as far as, you know, getting on them quickly, keeping them going sideways, pushing them back. There's many ways to do it, and Howard just has the techniques that work.
Have you been in contact with Howard over the past couple of days?
Yeah, I have. I texted him and apologized to him that he was stuck with me for a few more years.
Have you seen him in Arizona?
Not yet. I'll see him next week out there.
When you say Howie played smart, did he make it clear to you from the beginning that they were interested in bringing you back?
Absolutely. He let me know that they wanted me back, and it was pretty much mutual that I would test the market. It wasn't a knock to me, and it wasn't a knock to them, me testing the market. It was Howie and I were on the same page that it was the best thing for both of us to do.
How long did the process before the Ravens contacted you?
Whenever the news broke that I flew out there, Ozzie Newsom called me the same day I flew out there. So that was the first contact I had with them.
This offensive line that is signed, how would you quantify it? What would you say about this line?
There's a ton of talent, a ton of athleticism, and we can all reach our potential because we have a guy like Howard leading the way.
Any more questions? Good. Great. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Evan Mathis. We'll get him in studio here in just a moment. Good for him. He's happy. And he's got a great personality. I mean, he's a great player. Really a feather in the cap to the Eagles pro personnel department, to Howie, to Andy Reid, to Howard Mudd, because they went out and they brought in a player who nobody really knew much about. Keep the shot there. I always love the post-press conference press conference. And no audio, but I think it's just really nice that they went out. When Evan Mathis signed last year in that torrent of stars, nobody thought twice about him. Eagles did. Eagles got him. He becomes a starter. And just a terrific story. So we're thrilled that he's made the move. And, you know, it just takes, in the NFL, so often, the right situation, the right coach, the right opportunity. They're all great players. And Evan Mathis is bouncing around, getting cut, and all of a sudden he lands in Philly. And, you know, he's last year voted by ProFootballFocus.com as the best left guard in the NFL. I think it's terrific. Just terrific. So, good for him, and we'll have him in studio here once he is done with the powwow. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, first thing we want to do is visit with Deuce Staley, who has been named as a member of the State of South Carolina Hall of Fame. So we'll catch up with him. And then we've got some other stuff cooking, so don't go away. We got a lot to do. We want to sit with Mike Gibson as well. Evan Mathis next up in studio. And who knows what's around the corner. Eagles Live marches on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Sign up.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access. Redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
This reminds me of that scene in that movie.
oh man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Dave Spadaro with you inside our Xfinity studio, joined by Eagles offensive guard Mike Gibson, back in Philadelphia. And Mike, it's good to have you back. Welcome back to Philly, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
75 degrees in March. What's happening in Philadelphia?
I don't know. I think the California weather's coming back over here.
Why are you here? What brought you back to Philly?
You know, it's just when free agency started, we had talked to Howie and whatnot. My agent did, and they were willing to bring me back, and that's something that I wanted to do. I'm familiar with the surroundings. Obviously, I was here for a year and a half or whatnot, so. It's just a good opportunity, for me to come in and play and make an impact.
A sixth round draft pick in 2008, you go to Seattle, find some success there, win a playoff game. I mean, it's been a lot of growing up, I imagine, for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, I started 8 games, for Seattle. We had 2 playoff games.
Yep.
and played 4 games last year. And so it's just, like I said, going over there was a great learning experience, and, I'm looking forward to putting it over here.
So how different are systems for offensive linemen? You go from Juan here, Alex Gibbs in Seattle,
yeah,
which I'm not too familiar with what he teaches, and then Howard Mudd's going to be your coach.
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, Alex Gibbs is just like Howard Mudd. You know, very aggressive in his coaching. He gets the best out of you, and that's what you have to do. You got to make an aggressive approach if you want people to be successful.
Is technique different from one team to the next?
You know, there's little tweaks here and there. Most of it's terminology. Which I just talked with Marty, and you know, it's mostly the same from when I was here before, so it's going to be pretty easy to pick back up.
Mike, getting on the field in Seattle and having success, what did that do for your confidence?
I mean, it's huge. Like I said, won 2 playoff games, won a playoff game, went to 2, and, you know, it's big time, and that's what you need if you want to be successful in this league, is you got to go to playoff games and you got to win them.
What is the big difference now, if you can kind of put it in perspective? College, NFL, is the quickness, is it the
technique, everybody's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about the NFL. You know, they kind of weed out the weak, you know, and that's the thing about the NFL, is a lot of players that are really good in college because they fit that system, and then they come to the NFL and they don't fit those systems.
I would imagine there's a significant psychological challenge when you get drafted, you're going through all that, you know, that hubbub when you're a kid, you have no idea what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and then bang, you're in another city. Like that. I mean,
yeah.
What went through, what was your experience like going through?
You know, coming from California over to Philadelphia was, I mean, it's huge. You don't know anybody out here. You're mm-hmm. kind of starting off fresh. And I guess that's kind of the good part, too, is it gives you a chance to focus on playing football and not having to worry about your family and whatnot, or friends that are going to be a distraction and everything. So that was my experience. The hardest part is the fact that you're on your own probably for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I grew up in Napa, went to school in Berkeley, which is only a half hour away. So, you know, I had other friends or ever something to fall back on, family to fall back on. But I'm looking forward to the challenge now of being back out here.
Yeah.
And
second time around.
Second time around, yeah.
Everything's familiar now.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of, you know, it's an honor coming back here. You know, if you leave a job and then you get asked to come back 3 years later, I mean, it's what I did here is obviously I made an impact, and I look forward to doing that again.
And they obviously followed you to Seattle. They liked what they saw.
Exactly.
They bring you back here. What have you heard from players about Howard Mudd? You know?
I haven't heard much. Kyle Devan, I'm good friends with Kyle, who mm-hmm. Has been under Howard for quite a while, and he's just told me, just be ready. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, I was with Alex Gibbs, and obviously they're 2 different people, but, you know, it's I think it's going to be kind of a similar coaching strategy.
So what do you do, Mike, the rest of the offseason here? Are you staying in Philly? Are you going back out west?
Going back home, going to work out, you know, just the offseason deal when we come back out here April 16th and get after it.
All right, well, great. Opportunity is here for sure.
Yes, sir.
And the Eagles making good moves here in free agency, having a fine offseason. Mike Gibson, one of those fine moves. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks
appreciate
for coming in. This was not here when you were
right. Yeah,
you were
this
here,
is all
right?
New. Yeah.
This massive studio
yeah.
here. Mike Gibson, thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Deuce, just talk about the honor of being inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame.
It's huge. Definitely an honor coming from the state of South Carolina, of course. A lot of great players down there. You know, you think of all the players that come from the state, Freddie Solomon, Tony Rice, you know, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Jermaine O'Neal, the list goes on. Just so happened to be this year, myself, along with Stephen Davis, those guys are being inducted. Dale Davis is being inducted, so it's truly an honor.
Are you a guy who looks back on those days fondly? Do you have great thoughts about high school and college?
I do. Coming from that area, definitely great thoughts. Played against a lot of good talent. So, you know, I was always looking each week, definitely in high school, to see what my peers did, what numbers they put up, you know, if they scored any touchdowns, how many they scored, because of the talent that was in the area. But I truly remember some of the guys that have been inducted. Was big fan, you know, big fan of those guys. So it's special.
Why did you stay in state after high school?
Wanted to always stay in state. Had offers from everybody when I played. Definitely, you know, had a chance to go somewhere else. But just being home, I was very family oriented. So being home, having a chance to play in front of my friends, my family, my mom, my brother, was definitely special. So that's why I chose to stay home.
All right, the man of the day, Evan Mathis, Eagles offensive lineman, signs for 5 years to remain a Philadelphia Eagles. Evan, congratulations. I know. Was free agency fun? Like, how would you compare free agency to, like, being recruited for a college?
It was very stressful. Even the visit to the Ravens was kind of stressful. You're talking about the next few years of your life, where you're going to be, who you're going to be working for. There's a lot of thought involved. It was very emotional and kind of stressful.
So you don't work out, right? You go in there, you sit, and you meet coaches, you watch film.
You don't work
talk
out.
Talk philosophy.
But you don't work out. You do talk. You talk philosophy. We pulled up a lot of my old game film and watched that. You get an idea.
Sorry.
They get a good feel for you. You get a good feel for them. I talked to a lot of people in the organization. Sat down with Coach Harbaugh, Ozzie Newsome for a good while. So, you know, you really get they make you feel welcome. It's kind of like being recruited.
Are you flying back to Arizona and you're kind of really literally like going here's my right shoulder saying Philadelphia, my left shoulder saying Baltimore. Which do I choose, or do you?
Well, it wasn't right till I got to the airport to leave Baltimore, and that was the first time I heard from Howie as far as an offer was concerned.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, we can beat the Ravens offer.
Oh,
so
really?
Like, okay, cool. All right. We didn't really talk numbers or anything there, so that kind of let me relax a little bit because I didn't have two things to weigh right away.
Yeah. Talk about stress. I mean, your career has been one of overcoming, in large part, stress. You know, the Eagles fans, they wear DeSean Jackson's jersey, and they wear Michael Vick's jersey, and these are high draft picks, big dollars. You know, they generally have a job. You've really done it the hard way. It's been a labor intensive point, situation to get to this point. You've really had to work your ass off.
Yeah,
to get here.
I mean, I've been at the bottom. I've been cut twice in 1 year, bouncing around team to team. But I never stopped believing in my talent. I never stopped believing about where I was going. And the first few years had a little bit of bad timing and bad luck in it. Last year was an absolute perfect fit for me, perfect situation. And I did my best to make the most of it.
Did you anticipate that coming to Philly last year?
I did. Yeah. I didn't come here trying to back up. It's not in me to want to be a backup. So I shot for the moon, went for it, laid it all on the line, and it worked out.
It was weird. I remember you came up to training camp, and, you know, the Eagles were in the middle of it, and you guys come off the long work stoppage. Retrospect, what was that whole lockout like? And then you go up to Lehigh, and you're in the middle of nowhere with 1,000 cameras around you, which is totally different than the way it was in Cincinnati.
Absolutely. For myself, the whole lockout, I was unsure about where I was going to be. I just worked out at my gym for 28 straight weeks, had no idea where I was going to be. As soon as the lockout was over with, Rosenhaus called me and told me that we had a one-year minimum offer from the Eagles. So I researched the situation a little more, found out about Howard Mudd, found out about the way the organization was going, and I decided, yeah, I need to take this opportunity.
How often do you think players get into the perfect situation in the NFL?
It's tough to say. You see some guys that come right into it, have great careers. You see some guys who come in and struggle in the bad opportunity and then fall out. The average career is, 4 years?
Yeah.
So, it can really hurt you to end up in the bad situation early on.
Evan, how's your body feel, going through a season where you played 15 games, started 15 games, logged a lot of time, maybe your most time in the league? How did it feel afterward?
It felt really good. Yeah. I did the best I could to take care of myself the whole season. The training staff here does a very good job of any nick, any small injury you have, they can help you get better very fast. So I just did work in there, did work in the weight room. And as soon as the season was over with, I didn't really need that much time off before I started working out again because my body felt pretty good.
You know, there's a common kind of selling point kind of feeling here as we see what your body looks like.
There you go.
Next to the rock. Good guy?
Oh, great guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What a beast.
Oh, he is a beast.
That those four wins at the end of the season would really kind of translate into some positive momentum going into the offseason. Now, by bringing you back and having DeSean locked up and Trent locked up and Todd locked up, it seems like there's a good vibe in the hallways. What's it like in the locker room?
Oh, it's great. We have most of the same team we had last year coming back. And we knew our potential last year. Struggled early. Turnovers were a problem for us. But like you said, those four games at the end of the season play with a lot of energy. Now, all we need to do is parlay that into this offseason, into training camp, into the 2012 season, and we'll be successful.
Was it weird having all that Dream Team stuff last year and all the questions about it? And I felt that there was actually, not that I play, I felt that it created a tension.
Yeah, it kind of put a target on us. It put a bullseye on us. It did.
And I felt it was very counterproductive at the end of the day.
It was.
Unintentionally, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, unintentional. Vince probably said that as a joke, and then everybody just runs with it,
yeah.
You know, thinking that he's meaning, you know, yeah, we're the Dream Team, you can't beat us, but it was a media frenzy. They jumped all over it, and it's just, in the end, it painted a bullseye right on us.
Evan, you've created a really good relationship with Eagles fans, and it's a very interactive relationship. You know, you're on Twitter a lot. You're a smart guy. You're very communicative. Important to you over the course of your career to have that kind of relationship with fans?
Yeah, absolutely. And first and foremost, I'm a fan of this game. Mm-hmm. So I know what it is to be like on the other side. And if I was growing up in the age of Twitter and I was able to communicate with players, it would have been something I'd have been all over. So knowing that, being able to communicate with the fans, I know they appreciate it, and I appreciate their support the same way, and it's fun to show.
My buddy Jason says that he owes you, he promised you sweet tea.
Yeah.
A lot of people promise you sweet
tea. Oh, I got all kinds of random foods and stuff that I need to collect on.
And will you, in fact, collect on that?
I'm not going to make anybody give me anything, but if they really want to send me stuff, I put my address on Twitter.
Yeah, make sure it's not hand-to-hand combat here with the, you never know what you're going to get, you know what I mean, like this day and age. All right, well, hey, what do you got going there? You can now relax in the offseason. You got any travel plans? Anything good you want to do?
Well, I'm having a baby next month.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You're not showing at all. It's
I know. Yeah, I work out a little bit.
You know, your lady, is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl. Her name is Leila.
Nice.
She'll be here hopefully in April.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wow, what a period of time in your life.
Great year. Good timing.
Evan Mathis is going to be a daddy and a Philadelphia Eagle for at least the next 5 years. Right. Congratulations to you.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks for joining us. Evan, in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Mike Gibson. This is my draft memory. Coming from junior college when you had 100 people in the crowd and to go into Cal where you have 72, 75,000 every game, it was just a great experience for me. When I was in junior college, I mean, I didn't know where I was headed, and I chose Cal and just worked hard there. And once I got there, just kind of took care of everything that I needed to. And luckily as a team, we had two good seasons when I was there, and it just kind of set up a nice future for me. Actually, after my first season, I got all conference at Cal, second team, all Pac-10. And then it was the next season, we just had a great start, and we played Tennessee, and I had a great start to that, and they were known for having such a good defense, and we shut them down pretty good, so that's basically when I knew I was ready. We had so many weapons, Lavelle Hawkins, Robert Jordan, my junior year we had Marshawn Lynch, my senior year we had Justin Forsett. I mean, you just have so many weapons, it's kind of surreal how explosive an offense can be. Unfortunately, Nate had gotten hurt our second year, and it kind of went a downhill spiral. So, but other than that, we had a freaking explosive team, and it was fun, a lot of fun. It's a little crazy, you know? I mean, because you think that you just worked hard in college, but some of these coaches go back to high school. I had my high school coach call me and say that a couple teams had talked to him, which was kind of different. And preparing, it's like a business trip. Coach Tedford always talks about business trips and stuff like that. So that's kind of how I approached everything. The hardest thing, though, is I had shoulder surgery my junior year at college. So They wanted an MRI, so I sat in the waiting room for about 4 or 5 hours in Indianapolis, just waiting just for an MRI. And there's about 4 or 5 guys, and they're all passed out on the floor. And just to have your number called for just to go get an MRI, which takes an hour. In regards to standing in, it's like a cattle. You're just like a cow. You just move, stand on the scale, and you just stand there. People analyze everything that you do. I got a phone call from my agent on Sunday morning, and he said that the Eagles called and said that they were looking for me in the later rounds. And it was that was really rewarding, because some of the teams that had called, they said they're going to take me or another guy in an earlier round, and they ended up picking him. So my agent says, whoever picks us loves us. That's what he kept on telling me. And I love Philly, and it's a lot of fun. I had friends and family on the first day also, just because it's kind of a tradition. I always barbecue with my buddies on draft day. So we kind of hung out, had some fun the first day, and it was great seeing all my friends go. A lot of my friends went the first day when I trained in Atlanta. And then the second day, it was more nerve-wracking. I don't think I got out of my seat. I don't think I left the television. I was watching my phone. Had all my family, my friends there, and my Uncle Rick was the funniest, because every time my phone would ring, he'd freak out. He'd look at the phone, you know, just to see who's calling. And it's a stressful experience, but it's so rewarding in the end once you get your name called. Everything that you've worked for ever in your life comes down to these 2 days. And it's just to get your name picked, whether it be a priority free agent or a sixth round like I was, you know, I think it's just rewarding for anybody who gets the opportunity. But I've watched so many drafts before, and just watching all your friends go and then finally seeing your name up there, it's like I said, it's just kind of like, wow. Everybody in the world who's watching this right now sees my name. And for me, it was kind of like Philadelphia. Who would have thought I'd be in Philadelphia ever in my life? So.
Busy, busy show today. Dave Spadaro with you. Trying to get back my positioning here. 215-339-6709. Eagles adding a couple of players. Officially, Mike Gibson. We spoke to him in studio. We talked about that last week. And then they also bring in Steve Vallos. Now, he's 30 years old. He's in his ninth year. I would tell you generally, not going to mean a whole lot. But after seeing what Evan Mathis has meant to this team, you look at Vallos and you think, possibly 6'5", 302, so he can play guard and tackle. He's experienced, formerly a third-round draft pick, and has good size. Just an experienced player. The bottom part's wrong, since he wasn't rated by Pro Football Focus as the best left guard in 2011. In fact, the 2011 stats aren't even correct. In fact, I don't think any of this is correct. That's all Evan Mathis stuff. He seems great. What? Steve Vallos.
He's a guard center.
He's a guard center. Who made that graphic? Yeah, that's okay. It's completely wrong, but can we maybe just get a little updated one? No, it's no problem. Eagles fans understand. Well, we'll get that fixed in just a moment. 215-339-6709. Sam Halliwell's on the board there, busy looking at his phone rather than looking at our phone. But again, that's no big deal, because these guys are busy, okay? They look, I have my lunch is sitting just off camera here, 3 bites of a hamburger. And I'm looking for that buffalo chicken wrap. I'm pretty excited about that. Jeff in Connecticut joins us. Hello, Jeff.
Jeff in Connecticut joins us. Hi. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Turn your speakers down, please.
I can't really hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
There we go.
I am wondering, I know that you probably heard the news about Tim Tebow or Peyton Manning getting signed by the Denver Broncos. Now, with Tim Tebow reportedly being on the market, what is your opinion on if Andy Reid will pursue Tim Tebow or not?
You know, I think it's something you certainly look into. I'm going to approach it from Tim Tebow's side. I want to first look to find a starting quarterback job. Now, would he start in Cleveland? Would he start in Miami? Where would Tim Tebow be a starting quarterback right now? If I were Tim Tebow, I'd say that's my first focus. Barring that, if I'm Tim Tebow, I would love to come to Philadelphia. I know that this coaching staff has a history of developing quarterbacks. You can get a lot better working with Marty Morningwig, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid. From the Eagles' standpoint, I think they like Mike Kafka a lot. I think they're excited to have, Trent Edwards. But I think that there's still competition there. So Howie Roseman's from Florida. Andy Reid loves quarterback projects, talented players that he can build. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not telling you it's going to happen, but I'm not going to tell you that it won't happen either. I think anything can happen these days.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I'm not going to. I'm not going to make any promises because I don't know. But it is something that everybody I know has talked about. I'm talking about, you know, us. What would happen? There are some people who believe, not football people, but other people, that absolutely you'd want to look into that. Sure. I'm fine with that. If you want to, I think Andy Reid is as good a developer of quarterbacks as you're going to find anywhere. So why not?
Why not?
215-339-6709.
215-339-6709.
Is the phone number. We've got Evan Mathis, who's signed, sealed, and delivered. We had him under contract. Mike Gibson, Steve Vallos, Eagles adding depth along the offensive line. Now we're just waiting for the next wave of moves. Reports are that LaRon Landry will be in town. If that happens, as soon as I'm able to say something, I will let that happen. Jack calling us. Jack, welcome.
Hi.
What's up?
What do you think of the Eagles taking Oregon's quarterback, Thomas, as a project player?
Who's that?
Oregon's quarterback.
Oh, the Thomas. How tall is he?
I want to say he's like 6'1" something.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know a lot about him. There's Steve the Rock Johnson, or Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and Evan Mathis. Don't know. I know he's an athletic guy. To me, there's a bunch of players in this draft at quarterback. Tannehill, who's a high first round pick, and you know the kid Cousins from Michigan State. I think there are options if the Eagles want to draft a quarterback. So here we go. Here's a look at Steve Vallos. 6'3", 28 years old, former seventh-round draft pick, 40 games played, so it's quite a bit different. There are some, you know, he does play interior. I think you also want to look at an Eagles possibility, somebody who can play both guard and tackle. Who's your swing tackle? Is it King Dunlap? He was unsigned. Is it somebody in the draft? You know, what happens if Todd Harriman or Jason Peters gets hurt? Who runs out to tackle? I don't know if you have that player here yet. But we're kind of down the line of needs as far as what this team is looking for. Free agency is just heating up really in a lot of ways. You're going to see some players get signed this week. And I think the Eagles are going to get in the game. Take one more phone call here before we wrap it up for the day. Josh in Louisiana. Hey, Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Dave. Good to be here. I'm Mr. Felcher, man. Long-time viewer from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, LSU Tiger.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what you're thinking about LaRon Landry. I've been watching him ever since he's a freshman here at LSU, and I think he's a beast. I just wanted to get your thoughts. Thanks.
Well, Adam and I talked about him quite a bit, and he is.